Well, on one side they roosted at night, and the other side is where they nest was built, you know, out of plank with hay in it.
The roost went up through the middle of the hen house.
Any place for the little babies?
Well, we had a separate house for little baby chicks, and it's still standing. But a chicken house still standing, my mother, she had shut the chickens up in 1930 when I took her the news about my father being killed. That building's still standing out here. About everything on this hill's antique. I mean, you know, it goes back for years and years.
And Sam and I have used it to raise little chickens, but we had a wood stove in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Later years, well, when it goes back when I was a kid, we set the hens and raised our baby chicks, you know, from the homegrown eggs. But after my wife and me married, it got to where you could order these baby chicks, and we would, order them and raise them here at home, you know, from a baby chick on up to a hen.
A hen on a nest of eggs.
Would you have said about, 15 out of the hen?
Mm-hmm.
We'd take a pencil and mark them 15 eggs, put marks all over them. And if they have, that way you could tell if there's another hen laid with her, you see. You check that pretty often because.
Look under them every day.
Look under them every day. Sometimes, you know, there'd be another hen get in there and lay. Well, I'd throw that egg. It wouldn't be a hatching when these other chicks did, you see. Of course, you probably know all that.
No, sir, I don't know a whole lot about chicken. Did you ever put anything in the egg, in the nest where a chicken would lay?
Yeah, gourd.
Gourd? Mm-hmm. Gourd. I've got one out here in the barn now.
You get those white looking gourd eggs, look like an egg.
Yes, ma'am.
And just put them in the nest and then bring all the eggs to the house. And hen lay there. If you'd move their egg, they'd quit that nest and go somewhere else in life. As long as you'd keep that gourd in there, they'd lay in there.
Back to the old hen days, I lost my last mule, about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was 35 years old.
Oh, 35
year old. Of course, now I've owned different teams, you know, off and on, all along, but. I had this last team I owned, they lived at the PF. Well, one of them was about 32, and the other one lived to be 35. And I'm fixing to make my first garden without a mule.
With a tiller.
I bought my first tiller yesterday.
That's right.
And I told her, boy, I bought it off of, I'd be a hollering gee and holler, you know, if you got a well-trained mule, which we always did. If they didn't train to mine, you just didn't want. You trade them off or sell. I told them I'd probably be a hollering gee and holler at that tiller.